Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here again. The great anthropologist Branislav Malinowski, speaking of the types of narrative that appear among primitive peoples, names three distinct types. The first is simply the adventure narrative, where somebody tells a story about himself or somebody else with all of the excitement of a physical adventure in the forest. The second is the fairy tale. These are understood to be untrue. They are stories of fantasy involving odd little adventures of fantastic little peoples. Now, these first two types of story are for entertainment. They are for amusement, and they are not taken greatly seriously. There's a third type of narrative, namely myth. And the myth is regarded as being true. Now, this is the first point I want to make. The people coining and living by myth regard the myth to be true. Now, the myths are not true in the simple empirical sense of the word. That is to say, one cannot expect to see a divinity walking in the street in normal day. A vision or a particular fortunate adventure might bring one into the presence of a divinity. But that already then would be a mythological adventure. One has penetrated in such an adventure past the walls, as it were, of normal space and time, and come into the mythological realm. The mythological realm is the realm that supports our realm. In philosophical language, it could be compared to the realm of Platonic ideas. It is that realm of eternal principles, eternal forms, which bring forth the passing mortal forms of the world. Now, when one regards the functioning of myth in primitive and developed societies, one can detect four realms of importance.